You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Blue lights come on when Arizona cops notice a pickup blocking traffic. Driver Mary Clifton takes off, ending up back at her own home. She then loses control and crashes into her own fence. But instead of surrendering, she unleashes her pit bull, which attacks the officers while Clifton tries to get away.
Nancy, the dog bit several cops as they tried to cuff Clifton. One officer was bit in the hand twice, and the dog latched onto a second officer's shoe for several seconds. Officers tried to immobilize the dog with a taser, and Clifton tried to swat the weapon away, accidentally triggering it a second time. After the tasing, the dog ran away and has not yet been located.
Clifton, 39, now charged with resisting arrest and ag assault on a cop. A Pennsylvania homeowner enjoys a peaceful Sunday evening until a 2006 Toyota flies through the second story, its back axle hanging precariously from the side of the building. Driver Evan Miller, 20, is carefully removed from the car and taken to the hospital. The homeowner miraculously unscathed. Police believe Miller intentionally crashed into a culvert, sending his car flying. Several charges pending against Miller, including ag assault. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
Several charges, including first-degree murder, have been brought against two young men in connection with the 2022 shooting death of an 8-year-old child in a central Virginia city. With more, here's Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
The Hopewell, Virginia Police Department says 20-year-old Jamari Antonio Taylor and Raquan Latrell Harvell were each indicted on various counts. According to electronic records, they were being held at the Riverside Regional Jail without bond. After being shot in the chest on December 30th, 8-year-old Paris Moore died at Tri-Cities Hospital in Hopewell, just south of Richmond. At the time, the police chief had stated that the girl had been playing in a front yard when a car slowed down and fired a single shot. Witnesses reported seeing a vehicle with tinted windows speeding through the area, and it was thought the vehicle could have been related to the crime. Detectives also say that an extensive investigation into the shooting resulted in the arrests.
Taylor is also accused of conspiracy to commit murder and possession of a firearm by a felon, among other charges. Harvell was also charged with having a gun while committing a crime. One of two brothers accused in a North Central Indiana murder that occurred 10 years ago has been acquitted by a jury. After less than 90 minutes of deliberation, the jury exonerated 36-year-old Jesse McCartney of all charges related to the death of Destiny Pittman, who was 21 years old at the time. Pittman was found shot to death in her Kokomo, Indiana home February 7, 2013. McCartney was charged with two counts of felony murder in addition to other offenses such as robbery with physical harm, burglary with bodily harm, and conspiracy to conduct burglary. According to our friends with the Kokomo Tribune, McCartney and numerous Pittman family members appeared to weep as the verdict was read. 32-year-old Joel McCartney of Graham, Kentucky, who is a co-defendant and brother of Jesse McCartney, is accused of the same offenses and is scheduled to go on trial this coming week. A Michigan prosecutor says two Nigerian men have been extradited to the United States after being charged with allegedly sexually abusing teenage boys and young men in the U.S. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
20-year-old Samson Ogishi and 22-year-old Samuel Ogishi, both of Lagos, Nigeria, were scheduled to be charged in Grand Rapids federal court. This according to U.S. Attorney Mark Totten. The two are suspected of organizing an international sextortion network in which they pretended to be a woman, leading to the March 25, 2022 self-inflicted gunshot death of 17-year-old Jordan DeMay of Marquette in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. The two men are charged with one count of conspiring to distribute child pornography, one count of conspiring to sexually exploit minors, and one count of conspiring to engage in online stalking. Additionally, Samuel Ogishi is charged with one count each of attempted and actual sexual exploitation of a juvenile that resulted in death. The defendants were charged in May.
Sextortion, also known as sexual extortion, is the practice of convincing victims to send graphic photos online and then threatening to make the photos public if they don't pay money or perform sexual favors.
Timothy Braddy makes a cross-country drive from his home in Oregon to Florida for a job. On the way to Lakeland, Braddy stops in Bonifay to spend a few days with his parents, saying how excited he is to move closer to them and his children. Braddy heads out to start the new job. His mom texts asking how his first day was. Brady replies, "My GPS, my GPS," leading his mother to believe he got lost on the six-hour drive. Next day, Brady calls his fiance to tell her he ran out of gas and didn't know where he was, making several incoherent statements, and then hangs up. Florida police search over 100 miles of forest near his abandoned truck. No luck. Nearly a month later, cops find Brady's construction vest miles from his truck. Timothy Brady now missing 8 months. If you have info on Timothy Brady, please contact Hernando Sheriffs, 352-442-4758. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.